living in a glass house. Don't throw no stones. We're here with Dennis Rusk of ABC Glass. Lori's here too, but she says she's not going to turn the microphone on. But we appreciate you here supporting us on the effort of educating the Arizona homeowners on the trends and products having to do with glass and mirror inside your house. As Dennis said earlier, 93% of your life involves something to do with glass. When he said that, I thought he's nuts. And then I think it's too low. I think it may be 100%. I mean, everything has to do with glass. Your computer screen, the windows there.
Windows out into the newsroom. Like you said, windshields.
We're talking a little bit about
the glasses you're wearing.
We're talking a little bit about the different types of glass and the shower door that's going in at a bathroom I'm currently remodeling for Jennifer is the rain glass. I've always liked it. I've liked it forever. What are some of the other glass textures that you can get?
Well, for shower doors, you can it's limited nowadays because of what we can and can't get tempered.
Okay.
So that's become not an issue, but it's just become a part of the shower door business that's hard to kind of find the right thing for everyone. The 3/8 glass, and that is coming back with a more textured and storm, and they have a rain glass in 3/8 and for the thicker stuff for bathrooms. And we're seeing 3/8 glass in biparting doors, in showers, in bathtubs, and that kind of thing. So that's coming back into play. So we have some different designs for that.
Could I have sandblasted my family emblem into the shower door?
You could. You could have sandblasted it. We could do that for you, get it all coated up so it doesn't get all messed up with the soaps and stuff. But, yes, we can do that.
And the obscure glass just to block the vision but allow the light through?
We still have the old obscure glass you had in your bathroom 40 years ago. That's still a popular item for a lot of people.
Well, y'all were talking off air about something that's coming back, and I want to talk about that. But we've got Jay on the line from Scottsdale with a question on replacing glass. Jay, thank you for the call. Let me introduce you to Dennis Rusk of ABC Glass.
Good morning.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jay.
How are you?
Good. Super fantastic.
Good. So my wife and I are about to put our house in the market, and we've got some west-facing windows that look like somebody sneezed inside the window and didn't clean up after themselves.
Nice.
And we're trying to figure out how to get we don't want to replace the actual entire window frame and the glass. We'd like to get the window repaired. And we're trying to figure out who in the valley can actually take that window apart, clean it out, and replace, I guess it's some type of insulation that melted.
Okay. We could do that. ABC Glass does that every day, but we have to replace the whole panel. The whole panel comes out, and we have to have a new one built and put in place of it. There's no way to break apart the insulated panel, because once you do, you lose the integrity of the unit, and then you get air and water and all kinds of crazy things happen at that point. So we come out, we measure it, then we go back and get you a price and what it's going to cost to change that out. And then about 10 days later, we have it back. We send it to the factory, and we have it made at the factory because we want both pieces of glass on the inside panels. We want them washed and cleaned by the washer when you put it together, because that way we don't have any cleaning problems.
It doesn't look like a sneeze inside.
Doesn't look like a sneeze inside. That's exactly right.
Okay, great. So we'll be calling you Monday morning first thing.
All right, perfect.
What number would you have them call?
602-971-3440, and I'll probably answer the phone.
All right. And, Jay, what you've got is an insulated window, and we take two pieces of glass and we separate them by an air gap, and then we seal that air gap up to keep any condensation from getting in between the two pieces of glass. You've lost your insulating seal, and the condensation gets in there, and then once it's in there, it just dries in place and starts etching the glass year after year after year. And that's, I guess, sneezed inside the glass. Pretty accurate way. I've heard people say it's kind of got frost on it.
Yeah. I like the sneeze aspect.
You like the sneeze aspect. So there isn't a function of being able to take those two pieces of glass apart, cleaning them and putting them back together. We just can't accomplish that seal.
You can't accomplish it, and to do that out in the field, it'd be too difficult, and we can't guarantee our work at that point.
And so when you do that, Dennis, the amount of modifications or the options you have for just the different types of glass. You got the inboard pane, you got the outboard pane, you've got gas you can put inside the airspace, you've got tents you could put here, you could go different dimensions and thicknesses of glass, particularly if you're trying to deal with an acoustic problem, right?
Right. There's different types of windows for different types of things. But the most common now is what kind of low E can you put on the glass? The energy efficient glass?
Yeah.
So that has become an issue because they've changed a lot of the colors. So some are green, some are gray, some have a little purple tint to it. So those are the things that people are not wanting now.
Very good. Dennis Rusk of ABC Glass talking about everything glass and mirror. Off air, Romy always wants to do a premium subscriber service for homeowners to be able to hear what we talk about off air during the breaks. And that would be pretty funny. And one of the things we were talking about in the last break is something that's coming back, a trend that's coming back. And we're going to be talking about that when we're back with Dennis of ABC Glass.